The opposition's immigration spokesman, Scott Morrison, says no matter what the High Court decides today, the government is facing diabolical difficulties with its immigration policies. And he says even if the court does allow the Malaysian deal to proceed, that won't be an endorsement of the agreement. He's speaking here to our reporter in Canberra, Stephen Jidgets.
If the government is successful today in the High Court, then that would basically just be an acknowledgement by the court that the minister has the power to make this decision. It won't be any reflection on whether this is a good policy or a bad policy, or whether it's a policy that provides protection to refugees. It'll simply be a decision by the court about the minister's powers under the Act.
What implications could today's decision have for the coalition's immigration policies?
There is a world of difference between Malaysia and Nauru. I mean, Nauru is now signing the Refugee Convention. Nauru has a very good history in terms of how people are treated, and there's no suggestion that they would be ill-treated in Nauru. And so if objective tests were to be applied to Nauru, then I wouldn't have any issue with that at all, because I think it would stand up very strongly.
There are indications that if the High Court does find in the government's favour today, then we could have the first set of asylum seekers being sent to Malaysia possibly within a week or so. Do you think that's a realistic timetable?
Well, the government puts all sorts of arbitrary timetables up, which they always fail to meet. But whatever the court decides today, the government is still left with the diabolical nature of the design of this policy. And that is this. And that is, if they fail to send every single person who turns up to Malaysia, then they create an exception that people smugglers can market to put people on boats. But as we know, if they send children and unaccompanied minors to Malaysia, that will put them in a position of great vulnerability.
But when people smugglers or people considering taking the trip to Australia by boat start seeing those images of people loaded onto planes that may begin as soon as this week, pending the court's decision, won't that provide a powerful disincentive to them?
We'll wait and see, but the problem is there's only around about 400 places left on this arrangement. I mean, this is a deal which has always had a use-by date on it, which has always been one of its big problems.
The opposition's immigration spokesman, Scott Morrison, speaking to Stephen Jidgets in Canberra.